Listen to the phone-in program, speak out and circle true or false.
Good evening to all our listeners. Thank you for joining me on our weekly phone-in program, Speak Out. Our first caller is Amanda. Amanda, what's your problem?
My problem is my brother. I'm really worried about him. He used to be a nice brother and a good pupil. But since he made these two new friends, school is not important for him anymore. And pupils who like to study are nerds. I'm a nerd too, because I want to have good marks. He's so mean to me, and he's always picking on me. And we don't play with each other anymore. His new friends dropped out of school, but in his eyes, they're cool. It's always, Harvey and Taylor do this, Harvey and Taylor do that. I can't hear that any longer. My parents have talked to my brother again and again. He has promised to do better, but nothing has changed. When he comes home, he smells of cigarettes and alcohol. He's so disgusting. Last week, I went into his room because I wanted to borrow a USB flash drive. Among his exercise books, I saw a small bag full of marijuana. I asked him about the bag, but he told me I should mind my own business and threw me out of his room. I'm so worried and I don't know what to do. Should I tell my parents about it?
This is a really big dilemma, Amanda. But before I ask our next caller for her advice, let me tell you that you have to talk to your parents. This is my personal opinion, and on the line is Mrs. Warner. Good evening, Mrs. Warner.
Good evening. Amanda, you'll have to inform your parents immediately. If you don't, it might be too late for your brother, and I think your parents will need help too.
I'd like to thank all our callers, and goodbye until next Friday.